This is episode number 2349 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Below Deck's Captain Lee Rosbach. Is that his, how you say his name? Rosbach?
Yeah, Rosbach, I think, yeah.
Never hear.
We just call him Captain Lee.
I'll say, never hear his last name. You know. Below Deck's Captain Lee dropped a bombshell on last night's episode by announcing he's leaving the mega yacht mid-season.
No.
Yeah.
Captain Lee.
That's what he says.
Oh, wow.
He says it's because of an ongoing nerve problem affecting his mobility.
Ooh. You know, I saw the season trailer, and then I haven't been watching because we binge stuff at my house. So we save stuff up. We try, you know, my wife and I both enjoy Below Deck. So we kind of watch it on Saturdays. The last few Saturdays, we've kind of been watching other stuff. So I figured, we'll watch it the next few months. But I remember seeing the trailer earlier this year, and it looked like there was a bombshell coming from him, and now we know. I'm really sorry that he's
they had said before the season ever started that, you know, he had been tossing about retiring.
Right. Yes.
But then nothing else has been said.
Well, I think I saw something at one time. He said, not on your sweet whatever. I'll be here till the day is done.
Yeah. And that was after that whole, you know, thing was out. And then last night.
Wow.
Here it goes.
Wow.
So he says, my injury is getting worse.
Oh, man.
So he shared that in a confessional.
Mm.
The left side of my body, I don't feel anything.
Oh.
I expected a lot more progress than I'm experiencing, and the most frustrating part about it is I can't do a GD thing about it.
Well, he probably said they probably bleeped him.
Well.
Yeah. As I know that show. They bleep a lot.
Yes. He said it's
hard. Would you just love to watch that show without the bleeps? No, seriously, because it's being streamed on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
In addition to Bravo, whatever. But, you know, they could cuss on the stream. You just put up their foul language and boom, done.
So he dropped the news once the team wrapped another successful charter, hosting a group of female doctors.
Wow.
That would be interesting, probably. And so, as you guys know, I've been struggling with my mobility, and it's been hard, and I've let you guys down for that. I apologize. So I've made a decision to leave the boat.
Very rarely. And they could get by for episodes without showing him ever walking.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely do you see him out walking. He might walk to the table, have dinner with the guests, but, you know, he's usually in the bridge.
Captain Sandy, you can see her walk
on
about
the other
a lot.
One, yeah. Mediterranean, yeah.
And
love
Captain,
them both.
And Captain Jason. Mm-hmm.
Love the captains on all three. Yeah, Captain Jason on Down Under.
Sometimes
yeah,
he doesn't
I'm
have
sorry.
A shirt on.
We could totally out Andy Cohen on Below Deck, let me tell you, because we absolutely adore it. But yeah, Captain Lee, God bless him. I hope he gets better, and I'm very sorry to hear he is leaving.
Yeah, so the episode.
Hope he comes back.
I do too. The episode ended with a to be continued message.
Yeah, well.
So this could be.
Cliffhanger.
It could be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it could
drama.
Be just, yeah, it could be drama for half an episode, but I don't think so.
I know his thing is real. I know that.
Yeah. Anyway, we wish him well.
We do.
We wish everybody well. And now we have to go back and watch the episode with the female doctors. See how they let their hair down on the super yacht.
Oh, yeah. After not being televised last year, the Golden Globes will return to NBC this coming year on January 10th.
And the reason they weren't televised is because NBC told the Hollywood Foreign Press Association to go back and fix itself for all the controversy of being male-oriented, all white, no inclusion, totally about Me Too. And did they fix it? Well, that remains to be seen. But, okay.
Well, if they didn't, this will probably be the last chance ever.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, noticeably, January 10th just right around the corner.
It's always in January.
It's less than a month.
Yeah, and they just announced the nominees yesterday. So,
well, notably missing is Will Smith's performance in Emancipation.
Yeah.
Hollywood Foreign Press
There's
Association.
There's your inclusion right there. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Cards and letters to Morgan, not me.
Whoa.
Sorry.
And I'll hand deliver them to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hollywood Foreign Press Association is also expected to address the ills of their prior system.
Oh, sure they will.
For the Globes that led to 1 year boycott of the televised
ceremony. I'm sure they will. No. So, I don't know who the host is going to be. I haven't paid any attention to it because I probably won't watch it. And I know it won't be Ricky Gervais because he said absolutely not.
Right.
You know? So, I'm not sure who they're going to get to stand up in front of everybody and say, they're fixed. Come on back. Come on back to the barn, everybody. We fixed everything that was wrong. So,
but
I think this is going
to
be...
Okay, now, who's to say that it wasn't... who's to say it wasn't fixed?
Well, that's true. And
if
so...
there's been personnel changes, so on and so forth.
Deal. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association are about 75 self-proclaimed journalists.
Yes.
Who cover entertainment.
True.
And nobody of any notable importance, from what I understand.
I'm not saying so it is, Chad. I'm just saying
these are the foreign
not.
Press. Okay.
That's
so
true.
It's like, I don't understand why we have always given so much credence to this award.
I don't know.
It's the the ceremony is always fun because people let their hair down. I get that.
It's the precursor. It's like the rehearsal ceremony for the Oscars.
Right. Except the Oscars, you know. Well, we'll see. We'll see if there's any.
I think the reason
fisticuffs or slapping.
I think the main reason they were trying to push him to do this is because it's the 80th anniversary.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
So according to executive producer Tom Collins,
yeah,
there will be an acknowledgement of changes that needed changing because slapped.
Good deal.
But mostly they'll celebrate the nominees.
Yes.
They deserve their flowers,
they
Collins
deserve
said.
Their flowers.
That to me is job one.
They deserve their flowers. They deserve their flowers. And with our apologies, who do I want to apologize to today?
Just apologize. You know, give Halle Berry a more heartfelt apology.
Halle, I'm so sorry. And I would talk to you about Golden Globes all day long, but you'd slap my face. All right. Have a good day. More Who Cares Tomorrow, and...
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.